national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, dependable, phenom, and enjoying a leisurely Friday ahead of a leisurely weekend. Sounds like for the both of us, as a lot of football on both European and American editions that Gracie will be watching in bulk over the weekend. And also helping out with Cat Country a little bit as well.
Yes. So
looking forward to going over to some friends' houses. They have a little girl that just loves Julianne. So they're going to have, she's going to have lots of fun with her. Julianne, by the way, will be wearing her new Ohio State onesie for the first time tomorrow, which the onesie matches the shirt that I will wear tomorrow.
Are you going to cry?
No, okay. I won't cry. I will also outfit her in her little baby Jordan shoes that match mine and match her onesie as well. So very excited about watching Ohio State football with her tomorrow afternoon. And yeah, that's been awesome. Is she was born in February, so has not experienced football yet until this past weekend because Daddy had his fantasy football draft, so he was not around. Mm-hmm. And, of course, NFL didn't start until the last weekend. So, yeah, this past weekend was our first Ohio State football game together and our first NFL Sunday together. So, yeah, it feels awesome being a dad here, having a little girl to watch football with, even though she took a nap during the whole Ohio State game pretty much. So we'll have to work on that. Keeping her attentive.
Yeah.
Here as we start going, hope you've had a good week. We certainly appreciate you tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Hope you have a leisurely, fun weekend plan. Sunday looks like it's going to be a good beach day, though. Joe Neubauer's got the weekend forecast for us here over the next hour as well. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories today. And number one, talking about the UAW strike. Gracie and I called it. There was not an agreement reached between before the midnight deadline last night. So UAW on strike, President Biden weighing in on that.
Record corporate profits, which they have, should be shared by record contracts for the UAW.
And he says he believes union workers have not been paid fairly over the past several years. UAW will halt production on the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, as well as other models. Also, the death toll from the flooding in Libya is now passing 11,000. The Libyan Red Crescent says another 10,000 people are still missing after two dams collapsed near the port city of Derna. And it wiped out entire neighborhoods, washed them out to sea. I just cannot imagine. Libya hit with torrential downpours following Mediterranean storm Daniel. Also, war crime investigators opening an office in Ukraine, looking into claims that Russia has been abducting Ukrainian children. Ukraine accuses Russia of having deported or forcibly displaced more than 19,000 children. Russia admits taking children from Ukraine and having Russian families adopt them. Moscow says it's for the children's safety. Just a heartbreaking one there. Those are top three stories today. Gracie has a check of the roads and our weather.
Well, things have finally cleared up on 29 southbound near 9 and 10 Mile Road. So looking good on 29. We do have some typical afternoon traffic that is not only going to be on Highway 90 going throughout Milton into downtown Milton. If you're heading westbound, expect that typical afternoon traffic. But we also have some slow moving traffic on Pine Forest. Both north and southbound lanes are going to be slow moving in between the interstate and 9 Mile Road on Pine Forest. And we do have an accident. It is on Fairfield Drive, right where Fairfield and New Warrington Spur meet, but it's in the westbound direction. So just keep that in mind. And that is backing up past Hollywood Avenue. So expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Joseph Neubauer is going to give us an update of what's going on with the weather this weekend.
Scattered rain chances continue into Saturday as we open up the weekend. The rain chance sits at about 50-50 during the afternoon, so something to keep in mind as you go through your outdoor plans. It'll be a little bit cooler on Saturday because of that rain chance. Highs only into the upper 80s. Much hotter on Sunday as we dry out. We'll see 90s return on Sunday, so that's your day to head down to the beach. Low rip current risk along our coastline for the next few days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Taking a look at our local headlines today, we start with a pretty, scary update where a man wanted for two stabbings in Georgia was arrested right here in Pensacola. 43-year-old Robert Breedlove allegedly stabbed his brother and another woman with a screwdriver, then ended up stealing her car. That car was found here in Pensacola. Thankfully, Pensacola police say that officers arrested Breedlove this morning, and hopefully the woman continuing to recover, reportedly in an ICU hospital in Georgia, recovering there. Pensacola police talking to them today and providing a little bit more information on those two mental health professionals that are going to be joining their force next month, PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
So if it's a call that may involve a situation to where a mental health professional is needed, they will go. The officers, of course, will go in first to make sure everything is okay, that there's no violence going on and that sort of thing. And then the mental health professionals will go in and do their thing and hopefully solve the situation much faster.
And Wood says the mental health professionals will not be in uniform. They've also have more training on de-escalating certain situations than police officers do, and officers will be available to back up the mental health caregivers whenever they are needed. The National Weather Service in Mobile says it was the hottest August on record. The average monthly temperature for August, 95.4 degrees. That beat the record back in 1951 by 1.7 degrees. Coming up on Monday, Perdido Key residents will have a chance to discuss the controversial new roundabout on Perdido Key Drive. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosch is hosting a town hall. Transportation engineer Chris Phillips will be there as well.
We wanted to make sure that we had some good scientific numbers, and we examined some traffic on some Saturdays. They were good weather days. They were during the summer season in late July, and we really wanted a good representation of what the traffic was going to look like during that time so that we could get some good data.
Phillips says they are working towards some modifications on that roundabout. However, they're limited in what they can do because of right-of-way and wildlife in the area. And also a sure sign of the changing seasons, the Spirit Halloween store on Mobile Highway now open. It's the largest Halloween specialty retailer in the U.S., and all of their stores are now open. Gracie, are you looking into Halloween costumes already?
I am not. I bet I will have to go to, if I dress up or do anything at all, I'll be going to the Halloween store or the Spirit store the day before Halloween and get in whatever's left over.
I'm thinking, let's see, top costumes, Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, I'm going to be...
be a good one. Popular. Taylor Swift, of course. Mm-hmm. Mario, Luigi, Peach.
Yeah.
So any of those stand out that you might want to dress
up
as?
Too bad I dyed my hair brown because I can't be Barbie now. But my boyfriend has blonde hair.
There's wigs, right?
I mean. Yeah, I could do that. I might be doing that. I don't know.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break here. We return. We've got state and national headlines. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin-born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the program, we talked about the hypocrisy of the head of the teachers union in Chicago, who sends her own child to private school but is publicly opposed to school choice and got grilled on it by CNN, of all places. A very interesting segment. That was in the 6 o'clock hour, about halfway through it. Had a really good conversation about Navarre with Dave Peach and Kristen Rhodes for the rap and the Transgressors Memorial Service. All of that is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great week and getting ready for an awesome weekend. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our state and national headlines. We do have some slowdowns on Fairfield Drive. That's going to be in the westbound direction. Accident is right off of Ruby Avenue, so that's right where Fairfield and then New Warrington Spur breaks off. So just keep that in mind. That's slowdowns backing up past Hollywood Avenue. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we're looking pretty good for the rest of this evening, but we will be seeing some rain coming up on Saturday, up to 60% for tomorrow afternoon. Sunday looking good with just a small chance of rain. It's 85 in our area with a heat index of 92 and a low of 74 tonight. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. We move on to Florida headlines here. Around the state, a new Florida bill is trying to protect renters from rising costs. Palm Beach County Rep. Gervonta Edmonds filed the bill this month. It would prevent landlords from increasing rent by more than 30% over the course of a year. This would not apply to a new housing agreements.
Also, a violent carjacking ring that targeted people in South Florida has been broken up.
This group of individuals have confessed to committing 3 armed carjackings, 5 armed robberies, 5 auto thefts, and at least 18 vehicle burglaries. They also committed an aggravated battery on an elderly victim.
Police say that 7 people between the ages of 16 and 18 years old were arrested, and cops say that one of the incidents involved an elderly woman being pistol whipped and tased.
Yeah, another troubling story, this one in Polk County. A high school track coach accused of sexually assaulting a student while he was HIV positive.
We believe, anecdotally, from experience in the past, there are other people out there that can help us ensure that he never can be around children again, that he's locked up in the prison system where he needs to be.
Sheriff Grady Judd calls Jarvis Young a classic child predator.
And the 2023 Florida Python Challenge Award ceremony was today. So Paul Hobbs took home $10,000 for the grand prize.
And now he's been here several times doing the Python Challenge and hunting pythons. And he's brought his son into it now. So we got 3 generations of python hunters here. And his dad, Tom, was an award winner in 2021.
So Paul Hobbs captured the most Burmese pythons, which was 20 Burmese pythons, to win the top honor.
What is the lowest amount of money, Gracie, that you would have to be offered to take to just get one Burmese python under wraps?
If I had the skill to even do it, I would say $50,000 just for one.
$50,000?
Yeah.
Wow. I would say like $8 million.
Yeah. I mean... if I like knew confidently that I could do this without getting like bitten or killed, I probably could do it. Because they're not alive. You can just stab it or something, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm not like very scared of snakes.
You're not?
No. But I would be scared for a Burmese python. Okay. But it's not like that's like my biggest fear ever.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
not $10,000 for 20.
Yeah, definitely not. Looking at some quick national headlines here, the Jewish calendar flips to the year 5784 tonight at sundown. Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, begins the High Holy Days, also referred to as the 10 Days of Awe. The High Holy Days conclude with Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. The grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and First Lady Rosalynn Carter say the couple is coming to the end. Jason Carter says his grandparents are together and at home, calling it the perfect situation for this time. In Texas today, 30 senators are voting on whether to kick out Attorney General Ken Paxton as his impeachment trial wraps up. Defense attorney, though, says the evidence of wrongdoing has been a whole lot of nothing so far.
This case has been nothing more than assumptions. And you know what my dad used to tell me? Assumptions make an ass out of you and me.
Now, Paxton is accused of abusing the power of his office to help a political donor. Also today, tensions in New York City surrounding the migrant issue. Several Democratic lawmakers were shouted at by protesters not happy with it.
There is consensus here across geography and states on increased federal resources to cities and municipalities dealing with this issue.
That's AOC, and others met with protest while visiting the Migrant Intake Center today. Also, a U.S. Senate subcommittee has begun looking into the alleged mishandling of sexual assault investigations at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. Finally, congressional committee is going to be holding a hearing to examine the deadly wildfires on Maui, and they'll investigate the Hawaiian Electric Company's role. The House Energy and Commerce Committee wants the CEO and regulators in D.C. for that hearing September 28th. Fox News Update is coming up. Following that, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Tanner Stewart coming up.
News. I'm Tom Graham. New England states are preparing for a rough night as Hurricane Lee appears on track to deliver a glancing blow. Fox meteorologist Katie Byrne.
Tropical storm conditions move in overnight, and people are preparing for strong winds that could take down trees and power lines and the potential for coastal flooding.
Lee is expected to make landfall in Canada. Congress debating a $24 billion aid package ahead of next week's Washington visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Can't
anticipate that there will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks.
Zelensky is expected to meet with President Biden at the White House on Thursday. He'll also visit the United Nations in New York during his visit. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheska with Your Money Now. President Biden today called on automakers to concede to workers who walked off the job at Detroit's largest car companies, accusing them of enjoying record profits without sharing them fairly with workers. Noting that he understands union workers' frustration, Biden said, "No one wants a strike, but I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system." In a surprising move, Planet Fitness has abruptly ousted Chief Executive Chris Rondeau. The workout chain didn't say what triggered the decision, and most observers called it totally unexpected in that the company last month posted stronger than expected second quarter earnings. Board member Craig Benson will serve as interim CEO as the chain searches for a new boss. In response to the news, shares of Planet Fitness cratered 16% today. A slide in technology shares led the stock market to a broadly lower finish, leaving both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite with weekly losses. The Dow fell 289 points today, the NASDAQ down 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The I-10 Wire Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. The Southeast Premier Cybersecurity Conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes AFCEA TechNet Cyber Coast Track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Philadelphia Eagles are 2-0, but the local and national media seem to be treating them like they're 0-2. Just because Jalen Hurts isn't putting up Patrick Mahomes-like numbers doesn't mean there's a problem. Their run game was dominant in last night's win over the Vikings. The defense has been great early in games. It speaks to the expectations of Eagles fans now that people are actually disappointed when they don't win convincingly enough. For a long time, it wasn't that way. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie, we're going to get a traffic on the fives, and then I am just the worst producer today for about our Tanner music.
Just play it after traffic and weather.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can't have a Tanner segment without that song playing, so we'll get that as well. Well, we're looking actually pretty good on our roads with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays, and then our slowdowns on Fairfield Drive have also cleared up. If you do see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. With any details you see on the road. For weather, we're looking pretty good. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be getting some rain in our area, most likely tomorrow afternoon. It's up to 60% chance of rain. For tonight, we also have 30% chance of rain, but we're not seeing anything in our area right now. So that's mostly going to maybe a few little chances of showers in the overnight hours. So we do have a low of 74 tonight. It is 84. Right now in our area with the heat index of 92, and I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Tanner. There it is. By the way, Gracie, the best baseball players of all time have multiple days in a row where they go 0-for. So, because you know, you missed Tanner, and then we didn't have Friday Night Lights last hour. So you went 0-for-2 today. It's okay.
You dust off
the cleats, you come back swinging tomorrow. But yeah, the sound means it is time for Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 WEAR reporter and anchor. Busy week for you, sir. Thanks so much for joining us as always. How has the week been?
Gracie, Joe, good Friday. It's been a very busy week. It's been a good week, though, to say the least. We made it to another Friday. And Gracie, I want to say you are not the world's worst producer. That award goes
no,
to me.
No, of course not.
Very much.
So, yeah, no.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. No, Gracie is the best, and we love her. And it's just, it's an 0-for-2 day. She dusts off the cleats. She gets back in the batting cage and comes back the next day and goes 3-for-4 with a couple of homers, and everything's right in the world. So that's how that works. Tanner, this may – go ahead.
Better than I've ever done, Joe. That's just a solid pitch.
Well, Tanner, this may be the most serious conversation that we ever had. We have all sorts of hard-hitting topics that we have to get to with you. And matter of fact, I this interview may go better with your wife than it will go for you here, because there's a lot of Taylor Swift, there's a lot of NSYNC conversations, and a lot of Golden Bachelor that we're going to talk about today. But yeah, Taylor Swift in the news a lot. Want to ask you, are you dusting off the resume and planning on submitting an application for the Tennessean newspaper's Taylor Swift reporter?
Well, either that or UPS driver, Joe, depending on that where the pay stands. But this Tennessean Taylor Swift reporter might be right up my wife Amanda's alley. I mean, she knows everything about her. We've talked about this already. What in the world is happening, though? A writer for Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Just as if she needs more publicity, I guess. And I'm trying to side with her. Does she want a new reporter covering her? Maybe so. She's very successful. It sounds like she's done a lot for the economy, too. So I guess there's a beat for that, Joe.
Well, there is certainly a beat for that. And the thing that I love the most is the reporter can be remote, for working from anywhere in the U.S., and you have to be willing to travel internationally. So that strikes 2 and 3 for me right there. So I'm out of the running. But kidding.
I'll do it. But I know nothing about Taylor Swift. I just go ahead and say it. And look, maybe two songs I could name. And I'm not even – bashing her. That just shows you my knowledge on Taylor Swift. It stopped at maybe two songs, and that goes back to like the sixth grade, I think. So, yeah, I'm going to have to catch myself up because I've got a two-year-old daughter in a couple of weeks, and I know she's going to be on the Taylor Swift train before too long.
So Gracie and I both need this to happen. The rumor swirling this week that Taylor and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce are quietly hanging out. Can you explain to me how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are quietly doing anything together with, Taylor was just at a wedding like 3 weeks ago and there was like just the entire town turned up. I have no idea how these two, if they are in fact hanging out, are doing this thing quietly. But are you like me and Gracie that we need this relationship to happen because the breakup songs are just going to be amazing?
Oh, I can't wait for that. And I can't think it's going to hurt Travis Kelce any more than the practice field does.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's an entertainer. He likes his spotlight. I think it's absolutely fitting as long as that relationship. Hey, if it doesn't last, I think that helps, right? That helps the fans because then you're going to get more songs. If it does, you may see her fade out into retirement. But, well, from what I'm hearing, this is they're unofficially dating, right? Or not officially dating, however you want to put it. But yeah, I want to hear that song. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's featured in the song, Joe.
No, I think this, if they break up, I think that's when it goes one of two ways. If they last and they're just the ultimate power couple, I think she's going to make a song that cements him as the greatest tight end in NFL history. If it doesn't work out, she's going to write a song about how Rob Gronkowski is better. So
I think that's my choice.
She's going to be the one that determines his lasting legacy in the NFL. Talking with Tanner Stewart here, Channel 3 reporter, just checking in with some lighter stuff as we do every Friday. Tanner, where are we on NSYNC? They have a song coming out on the new Trolls movie that Justin is featuring in. Where are we at on the NSYNC reunion this week and perhaps a tour, a reunion tour maybe?
I'm all for it. I grew up, you know, with you had the NSYNC versus the Backstreet Boys battle. That is just where it was. And around this time, when I was real little, we were living in Memphis. I was born and raised there until I was 10 years old. Justin Timberlake is an icon there for Memphis. And fun fact, my mom actually grew up dancing with his mother throughout their old childhood and things like that. It shows how far my mom put in effort to get me where he is, Joe. Nowhere close. So I'm hoping that maybe he'll come out. Maybe he does a little press tour and comes around this way and I can join in and maybe hold the mic or something like that. I'm all for it.
We'll pause right here. We have Tanner Stewart doing our weekly segment with him. Gracie quickly scarfing down the cookie that she just shoved in her mouth here. Are you ready for traffic and weather, or should I do one more question?
No, Joe. As the producer I am, I'm able to just, you know, scarf down
all
the
right.
cookie, and I just have a perfectly
good
voice.
Kind of cookie is it?
It's from Chick-fil-A, so it's a good one.
Chocolate chip.
We're looking good on the roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns on the roads, as well as 2990. But we, for weather, we do have a couple just thunderstorms that just kind of popped up right here at the station. Definitely coming down. That's going to be throughout Ferry Pass and right here in Pensacola, getting some rain as well as some light rain throughout Garson Point. And then just south of Milton, south of I-10, definitely seeing some more rain over there too. So just keep that in mind. We're going to have some scattered storms throughout the rest of this evening. Just 30% for the rest of tonight and a low of 74. It is 85 in Pensacola with the heat index still at 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, Tanner Stewart, our guest, joining us here as he does each and every Friday. A couple more things and we'll let you go. Tanner, where are you on the ABC Golden Bachelor?
You know, I found both the Bachelor and Bachelorette very entertaining during the pandemic when we didn't have a whole lot of live sports on and things like that. I kind of got in somewhat of a habit of coming home and turning it on, and it's terrific. I mean, you watch the acting in that show, and it's just great. And not to put them on the spot, I hope it's real, but it's about as dramatic as it gets. I maybe watch it in a different light. To me, it's entertaining in a comical way. Golden Bachelor? Bring it on. The guy's got nothing to lose. And what does he say? I don't always date 25 women, yeah, but I am this time. So yeah, if that's his, go for it. I wish the guy the best. I hope it works out for him. He's got to be patient. Got to reserve his energy as best he can. And hey, we'll see what happens. I'm tuned in.
Well, I'm hopeful because I'm a sporadic viewer of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but I am hopeful that I will be able to enjoy this one, and I will be able to sucker my wife into watching it with me, because I think, look, I mean, he's 72 years old. All of the contestants are between the ages of 60 and 75. So I am hopeful that we see not a whole lot of nonsense and a little bit more of an authentic show with some of the drama, of course. But that's my hope for it.
I think you will. I think you will. You have certainly a more mature bunch there. And here's a question for you. If it was a relative, a close relative, say there's a parent eligible, would you watch the show if they were on it?
Oh, so if my father was a 72-year-old bachelor, would I watch it? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, I love it.
Would you not? You wouldn't?
I think I would. Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah, for sure. Tanner, we'll let you go on this. You were at the Florida State game last week. Got a good scouting report against who did they play?
Southern Miss.
That's right. So this Saturday, ACC play. They're up in Boston College, and going all the way up to Boston, they still can't escape hurricanes apparently. So what are you expecting to see out of the Seminoles tomorrow?
I think it's going to be some bad weather. Hopefully they're adjusted to it. Fortunately, the first two games, though, it's been absolutely beautiful. It was great in Orlando week one. Last week, it was just picturesque. It couldn't have been a better crowd there for at least the beginning of the game. As it went on, fans started to leave. But, hey, it's 66 points on the board. I'm not complaining. I think it was to be expected. Tomorrow, look, going back to Coach Norvell, it's one game at a time. You can't win them all if you don't win the next one. Now you have on the horizon, too. Tomorrow night you've got Tennessee at Florida. Mm-hmm. You got Miami winning last night. So maybe the Sunshine State is really starting to come back. Florida hasn't started well, so I'm not banking on them winning. But I like to see them do well. It helps the atmosphere for the later games for the Seminoles. But anxious nonetheless. I'll go ahead and say it. I think the Noles are going to go off to a 3-0 start.
Very good. Well, hey, Tanner, we'll let you go, sir. Thanks so much for the time, as always. A lot of fun, and we'll do it next week, okay?
Thanks, Gracie. Thanks, Joe. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That was Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. And by the way, just a quick plug here, not because it's Ohio State, but the team that they're playing, by the way, Western Kentucky, they are quarterbacked by mm-hmm. former Argo national champ quarterback Austin Reed.
Yeah.
So I will certainly be watching. Obviously, I hope the Buckeyes win, but I really hope to see a good performance from him, because this is going to be a show-out game for him after all he did here at UWF. So very cool there. We'll take a break. We've got good news, wacky and weird stuff when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great week and getting ready for an awesome weekend. We're going to get a quick look at the roads and traffic and weather in just a bit. But first, let me tell you about the Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show that's coming up. It's a night of fun fashion and philanthropy for the 47th annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show, presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation on October 26th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. So fashion's provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, The Market, and Mainly Shoes in the South Outfitters. And the night begins at 5:30 with cocktail hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, and that's followed by a live auction, and then, of course, the fashion show. Sponsorships are available now, and you can find out more at our website, newsradio923.com. Got to get a look at traffic and weather together. Roads are actually looking pretty good, but we do have some rain coming down that is slowing things down on I-10 and I-110. That is going to be in between the 29 exit and the Scenic Highway exit, as well as parts of I-110 close to I-10 on the north side of it. That is, again, due to rain just coming down hard with cars slowing down. We're looking good throughout 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Taking a look at our weather at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, it's really just one big cell over Pensacola. Again, it's going to be right along I-10 and I-110, right near Davis Highway and in Ferry Pass as well, and then also some light rain traveling into Garcon Point. So right now, that rainstorm is moving south, so that's going to be making its way throughout the rest of our listening area throughout Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach in just a bit here. For this weekend's weather, we have 60% chance of rain for tomorrow in the afternoon with a high of 89. So we'll cool things down a bit. And then coming up on Sunday, a small chance of rain, just 30% chance of rain with a high of 89 as well. Tonight's low is going to be 74 and it's 85 in our area with the heat index still up at 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So some wacky and weird stories, then we'll follow with some good news. And a lot of violence, really, in the wacky and weird stories today. Despite a dispute over a cup of coffee led to chaos in an Ohio Dunkin' Donuts. So police say that a customer was complaining that a clerk put liquid sugar into her coffee, and that led to an argument between the two individuals. According to the surveillance video, things took a turn when the clerk punched the customer in the face and then pulled the customer behind the counter where violence continued. Oof, not a good one. And then also a Canadian woman arrested after she was causing a scene by twerking at a police officer. And they were trying to, then she was trying to enter his vehicle. She was either drunk or on drugs and was causing a scene at a store. The cop arrived to kick her out and he was planning on just letting her go until she got in his face, started twerking and yelling obscenities at him. So both two good ways to get arrested, twerking at the police officer and then trying to fight the customer at the Dunkin' Donuts. Also in wacky and weird stories, jorts are back. Jorts are officially back. Not just the cutoffs. We're talking about long, baggy jean shorts, the ones that your dad got on sale at Walmart in 1997, and he still has them and wears them. Yep, those are back. So Gen Z apparently obsessed with them, especially women. I have seen people wearing them. I don't think I will be trying them out anytime soon because I'm sure this is a trend that's going to come and go pretty quickly. But yeah, jorts are back. Of course, we want to finish off with some good news. So some good news coming out of Minnesota. A Minnesota couple who were born on the same day in the same hospital have now gotten married. That's Joshua and Elizabeth Colbert. They've been dating for about 6 months, and they also discovered several other unusual similarities when they were discussing their background. So not only did they have the same birthday, born in the same hospital, they also went to the same Christian school during kindergarten, and they also got married on September 13th, which is the day their birthday that they shared. So we're thinking that, they only dated for about 6 months, so they said, okay, we have to get married on September 13th since that's our shared birthday. So instead of waiting, a year and a half, they got married after 6 months. So some good news for that Minnesota happy couple. Also, some good news that happened here locally that is just really awesome for our area and for students in our area. NFL Hall of Famer Derrick Brooks is continuing to give back to his hometown. So today he teamed up with Bell's Department Stores and Souls for Souls to make every student at O.J. Sims Elementary School receive a brand new pair of shoes. So not only did he do that today for new shoes for the school, but earlier this year, Brooks and Bells made sure that all of the O.J. Sims Elementary School students received backpacks for back to school. So some awesome news there, especially because it's local, and really, really awesome to share that to finish off this hour. I'm News Radio 92.3. I hope you're having a great Friday. Joe and I will be back in just a bit after an update from WEAR right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening.